It's the 24th day of April, a fine day to climb into the logbook.com's escape pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1967, tragedy struck the Soviet space program. Just a day before, cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov had lifted off aboard Soyuz 1, only to find that his spacecraft had been rushed to the launch pad, design flaws and all, to give the Soviet Union political and technological bragging rights. Recalled to Earth for safety reasons, Komarov became the first Russian space traveler to die in the line of duty. Once Soyuz 1's parachutes didn't deploy properly, the capsule made its landing at well over 100 miles per hour, killing Komarov instantly. The Soviet space program wouldn't put a man into space again for over a year, leaving the international race for the moon stalled at a critical juncture. In 1984, Apple introduced a new, smaller Apple II computer, the Apple IIc.
Look what the computer wizards at Apple have come up with now. It has the power of these two computers, a built-in disk drive. It can run over 10,000 different programs. You get everything you need to hook it right up to your TV. You can even add a mouse. Introducing the Apple IIc. Now comes the real magic. You can take it home for under $1,300.
It was designed from the start to be portable, and a flat-screen LCD monitor was designed for it, along with a bulky battery pack that had the unintended side effect of making the 2C less portable. In 1990, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off on one of its most important flights, the mission to launch the Hubble Space Telescope.
Four main engines start, T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
Roll program. Roger, roll, Discovery.
In 1970, China launched its first satellite, which broadcast a national anthem from orbit for nearly a month. Born on this day in 1914, wacky movie mogul William Castle. Director Richard Donner was born today in 1930. Music producer Tony Visconti was born in 1944. Lost writer and producer Damon Lindelof was born in 1973. In 1962, composer and arranger Milt Franklin, whose music graced Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons, died.
Production number 1392, the high end of the flight.
In 1965, the TARDIS landed the Doctor and friends in the Space Museum.
Where are we?
Well, here, surely.
Are we? Look.
That's us. That's not models or pictures. That's us.
Yes. Exhibits in a space museum.
And in 1994, Kevin Sorbo became the strongest man in the world.
Ah, it's good to see you, Hercules. You look great.
You too, Aeolus. And congratulations.
Come on. Come have a drink with me. Help me celebrate.
Sorry. I have to get out to my mother's house. She'll be worrying about me.
As the movie Hercules and the Amazon Women premiered as part of the syndicated Universal Action Pack, future warrior princess Lucy Lawless can be seen as a guest star, but not as Xena. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.